This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Have you with me? 855-0-0-855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, and I mean that sincerely. Be part of the solution. The way you do that is you get informed. You don't spew stupidity. Let's not be them, okay? And while you're at it, you all talk about taking care of each other. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. And the reason I want you to do that is Michael and Dell will give you 50 to 60% off for using the promo code Joe. For once, using my name will actually help you. All right? So using the promo code Joe on your way out, you'll save 50 to 60%. The slippers are great. I use them all the time. I love his slippers. We have his sheets. We have his pillows. We have his pillowcases. Well, they're not his. We bought them from the factory. But anyway, the bottom line with it is this. He's got great product. Made in America. Keeps American people, working. Keeps money here in this country. You don't have to wait for it to come off a boat from China. That kind of thing. And Mike, he is a supporter of conservative message. So MyPillow.com, buy something. On your way out, use promo code Joe, and let's make it happen. Let's make it work together. Sonia Smith joins me, as she does every week, kind of kick off the weekend. I'd say to start the party, but she always kind of looks at me and goes, party? There's a party? I don't want a party. I'm waiting to go to bed.
I'm old.
You're not old. You talk old, but you ain't old.
I talk old.
You talk old. Yeah, you talk old. There you go. Well, listen. At least you don't have the troubles of Kamala Harris. Okay? I mean, seriously. I mean, think about the people. I mean, it's like when she opens the door, staff starts running out. Almost like they've been locked in there all this time, right?
Yes.
And think about it. But line it up with President Trump. Remember when people left his office, whether it was one or two at a time.
Big deal.
My God, it was 7x24 news story. What's wrong? What's going on in the office? It's in chaos. He can't keep anybody there. But she's been losing people, right? I mean, she's been dropping hair people.
But you're talking the media who's in bed with the Democrat Party. They can't say that their black female
one of many with
is like, okay. Yeah, it's like, nobody wants, listen. They were the first to turn her down. Remember when she was
They had nothing nice to say about her back then.
She's not a likable person. She's just not likable. But now that everybody's fleeing her camp, they're not likely to say anything. We have no more media. So if anybody's looking towards the media to be fair, to point the obvious out, you're looking in the wrong direction. There's so many people now who you can go to. I know it's going to take a little work, people, but there's so many more.
You just lost half of them. That's it. You're done.
But I mean, it's like your show, and there's just so many shows now that I don't even know what to do in the morning. I'm clicking on all these different things to get the news sources.
It's tough. And people think that because we're on the air.
You're clicking a button.
What's that?
It ain't tough. That ain't tough. I used to have to go to the library. I used to have to go to the library, and that stuff wasn't current. This is minute by minute.
Oh, yeah, remember, we used to have to flick through the pages to find what we were looking for.
What was that thing you had to, the Dewey Decimal?
The Dewey Decimal system. Oh, God. You're making me feel somebody should bring my walker in here.
Okay, my parents used to say, look it up in the dictionary. Now we say Google it, and I don't use Google.
No, you know what's really funny? Remember, you'd say to them, well, if I don't know how to spell it, how am I supposed to look it up? And they go, well, wait a minute. You're looking for the word speech? Let's try S. You go letter by letter, and you'll find it, guaranteed. There's no help. Now Google gives it to you.
Children nowadays don't even have to learn cursive writing. They don't have to learn how to use an analog clock. There are so many things that they don't have to do. So the least you adults can do, just to prove us wrong, Google it. You click on stuff. You just, like, you see these are called your fingers. You press on some buttons and just, like, put together 3-4 different things. Don't go to your favorite websites. Go, and this is what I tell my daughters, because my daughter, she goes, well, everybody lies. That's an easy cop-out. Everybody lies. That's just a cop-out. That's just a way of saying, well, I'm too lazy to see who doesn't lie. And my explanation to them is it takes some time, but you start reading different people, and you see who isn't wrong over time. And here's the thing about Trump that I find, and I wasn't a Trumpster in the beginning. Now I'm a total Trumpster. But everything this guy says has come to pass. You can't dispute that.
We have to come up with T-shirts that say he was right again. That's all. You just say he was right again, right?
Bigly again. This man, even if you didn't like him, you have to admit that he ain't been wrong. So
and remember, they all called him nuts. They all called him a conspiracy guy. They said there was something wrong with him. And I, to your point, you keep looking. And you go, my God, he pretty much hit a home run with all this stuff.
He hits a home run, and he's so calm about it. To me, I would not be that nice about knowing the facts and sharing the facts. But he just lays it out there, and then it comes to pass. And then he doesn't get any play because of the major media, Democrat apparatus. I'm like, this guy, he's got more cool than I would ever have. But he's always right. I'm like, this man is winning again. Now, will anybody, if a tree falls in the forest and there's nobody around to hear it, but maybe we're giving the media too much credit because this man is right. I don't know how you dispute it. And he's so cool about it, too.
Yeah.
I think that's why he's getting a lot of the Latino vote and the black vote that's going towards him, or at least looking at him going, well, we black people always liked Trump. We didn't like voting Republican, but we always liked Trump.
Yeah, that's funny. And I saw a lot of times during that time when he was running. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host, people. Don't go.
Oh, you and your breaks.
Well, you're paying around. Somebody's paying here.
All
and
right.
I ain't cutting any more checks.
And me either, so go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I really very much appreciate that. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Here's how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Sometimes I got you guys send me emails during the break, and I was reading some of them, and let's put it this way. Because I just did this kind of speech somewhere else, and I said, stop complaining about stuff if you're not willing to do anything about it. Just stop.
Right.
And in L.A., we have a recall going on George Gascon. And I, through a couple of people, am providing locations, tables, and the whole nine yards. And I'm not putting anybody in particular down. Please don't take it that way, and if you do, I can't help you anyway. But the deal is, you should be excited about doing it. If you're willing to complain and you talk about how bad this guy is and how he's letting people go and how he's having crime go up, and I'm asking you for 2 hours one day a week. 2 hours one day a week to help man a table. You do it longer. I want a minimum of two. One day a week, and that'll help get enough signatures to get this guy out of office. And we're fighting to get people to do that. All right? So in the same token, don't send me emails when I'm talking about what's going on and what's not doing, and it'll never change. Nothing will ever happen if you just sit on the couch and whine. All right? That simple. You sit on the couch, you're eating ice cream, you're eating pizza, you're sucking back cereal, and you're wondering why you're getting bigger than the couch. Nothing happens unless you move and do something. Somebody sent me a nasty about the masking requirement that's continuing in L.A. County. Let me bring her on while I opine on this. Sonya Schmidt joins me. So they've reinstituted, if you would, the head of the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health, the masks on all public transportation and a whole bunch of other stuff. And they're going like, see, it doesn't help. It doesn't work. Well, let me tell you, put it to you this way. It doesn't work and it doesn't help because you won't get off your butt. Now, there's two ways to do this. One is replace the people in office. That's number one. All right? Now, if you think that you can't do that, well, then I don't know what to do for you. Number two is, as I told people, the people, the hippies in the 60s had it down. They knew what to do. You need to do a good old-fashioned sit-in at these places. City hall, town hall, school boards, the supervisor, you know, the county town. When they have their meetings, you need to have 300 or 400 people, parents, whatever the issue is, sitting in those hallways where they can't even go back and forth without having to pick your body up and move you out. And if you don't think that'll draw cameras in, nothing will. But if you just want to sit behind that little keyboard of yours, and I'll let them know, I'm going to send them an email, and then I'm going to write up all about them on Facebook. That'll do that. You know what? Just go flush the toilet and go back to watching television. Sonya Schmidt, how are we doing?
Woo, problem is.
You stop that. Start saying the opportunity is.
What the problem is that if we do that, the media establishment, being what it is going to frame that in a way that we are January 6th insurrectionist, racist, da da da. However, you're right. The hippies did have it right. And as a former hippie, we did have it right.
Did you have like a little flower thing on your cheek and hair? No?
I didn't go that far. I went to anti-war. You know, I went to all that stuff, but it was just a way to get out of the house. Uh-huh. And then when they started, when the heroes from Vietnam started coming back and they started throwing feces at them, and I was like, game over. This is not what I signed up for. You don't know that you're a joke. I mean, I always knew that they were a joke. I just thought they were a social club. They were like my social media at the time. So I agree with you that we gotta make a stand. We're not going to be reported on in the same day. But the difference between us and hippies is that we are going to vote. So if they discriminate against us, if they put us down, the power of our purse is our vote, as opposed to hippies, where they were going to vote anyhow. You know, it was just a great news opportunity because the media was in bed with them. So I agree with you. We got to show up. We got to do something. We can't just sit back and complain. But again, most people are going to complain. And women, if you look at your husbands and you just see them yelling at the couch and drinking a beer and scratching their crotch and they don't do nothing more than that, you need to reevaluate your stuff. Because they need to be out there acting like men and protecting our society, protecting their children, protecting their families. And going out, we do a lot of talk lately about mama bears, and there is our place. We do that because the left has tapped into abusing our children. And maybe that's not the guy thing to understand, but the guy thing is to protect the mama bear who's protecting the children.
Right.
And they need to go after that. They need to stand up.
No. Men can't be violent like that anymore. They can't be protectors, you know. They're supposed to be in touch with their feminine side. And
it's toxic.
That's right. Come on, don't you know that?
Dudes, you got to show that ain't toxic. That's being a man. That's being a man. And so if you're more comfortable sitting on your couch and feeling emasculated and going, I don't like what's going on, then you've been affected by what they've done to you. Yep. And to be honest, most women want you to stand up. I know that during this COVID thing, I had a girlfriend. She's not single anymore, but she was single at the time. I was single, and we were going, where are the men? We need protection right now. And it's really sad, whether you guys realize it or not, we want you and we need you.
Yep.
I don't think I've ever said that on the radio. Ooh. We want you and we need you.
Well, but we were built, we were made, we were designed to need each other, to work together, to be one.
Yes, but we have different tasks. We have different roles.
Agreed. Yeah.
Right. And like I said, mama bears.
I take out the garbage and you make the meal. I mean, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Although, if you want to take out the garbage, I'll make the meal. I'm okay with a trade-off.
I'm not. I'm really not. But mama bears are there. We're fighting for our children because we can attach our hearts and what we do with our children.
Yep.
Papa bears, and I don't think I've ever heard that term used before, but there are papa bears, and papa bears are supposed to.
Yep.
But what their role is to protect and defend the mama and the baby bears. So what we haven't given that a name. And I don't know that we haven't given that a name because males are toxic.
Yes, we are. Although I keep telling my granddaughter that boys are poo-poo. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host.
Oh, no, you've got to tell him. Gotta
back in a minute. Don't go far, people. You're listening to Joe Messina Show.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Texas National Guard is disputing reports that one of their members drowned in the Rio Grande. Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez of Texas sharing his reaction.
Reports that I've been told is, you know, he or she removed their armor before jumping in to save a woman migrant that has since been saved, but this guardsman is missing.
In a statement, the guard confirming the guardsman went missing during what they called a mission-related incident. They say the soldier has not been found and reports of a drowning are inaccurate. The United States is hoping to establish a long-term solution with other world powers to help fund Ukraine's war with Russia. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby saying the United States is continuing to send defense support, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Trevor Peter Ho comes to play for the with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I just appreciate the time. If you're going to send me an email, send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us, the time you write to us. If you take time to write to me, great. If you're just going to write a bunch of garbage, and I don't mean just ramble on. I just mean a bunch of garbage where you're calling us out with no actual proof of anything, I may just read your name on the air, depending on what kind of mood I'm in.
Oops.
Yep. I'm kidding. You want to have a serious conversation? No problem. You want to have an ideological conversation? We're going to have a problem, right? I mean, that simple. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sonya Smith joins me. She does pretty much every week, you know, try to kick off the weekend. Try to get her in a good mood, keep her awake, get her heart pumping so she can't go right to bed.
Excuse me, what do you mean pretty much? I've been here every Friday with you for over a year. And
that's true. Over a year?
Hell, heck, I said hell. That's pretty good. That's a great combination.
You gotta kind of cover that up pretty quick. It didn't work out well, did it?
Yeah, hell, yeah. And even when I didn't want to, because I just, because you know me, I fall into worry about this country, and I don't think, what are we talking about
and
here?
I went all old woman Italian on you.
Right?
You're not going to do this. Come on. You're going to get out of bed. You're going to get out of you're not going to waste your life away. Let's go.
I don't. It's so funny because Italian women do that really well. Jewish women do that really well. Black women do it really well, but it's not as fun. So.
No, because we start with guilt, or our parents do. They're like, I was in labor with you for a day and a half, and I'm not going to let you waste your life in the bed. I can still remember the pain. You're not going to do this to me again. It's like, okay, Mom.
It's just like yesterday. Black women just go straight to the anger. If you don't get your black behind out this bed, and we have a different approach, but it's all the same.
Well,
I don't know that white
when mom's yelling at you, you're right. It is all the same. You can't say no to mom. I don't care who you are.
But I have I have a girlfriend who's English. I don't know that she controls her in that way. She's like the Queen of England.
Yeah.
Well, darling, I don't think it's the same, but But we do have that thing where we can make our children, I don't know, we can make our children feel guilty.
Yes, yes. Yeah, but I think it's the same. Good.
No, I'm just like, if I could get all the black women in the world to listen to your show and to understand how important it is, regardless of slavery or any of the things that we've been told that we're supposed to hate this country about, and to rise up and to protect our children. I mean, I know I've seen a smattering of black women who are rising up at school board meetings.
Yes.
And I love it. It's wonderful. Yeah, but it should be more.
You
it should be more considering
this.
The harm that they're doing to minority children.
Yes, the black.
I don't even know if we're.
And the black and Hispanic children take the biggest amount of beating when it comes to education.
Exactly. So why aren't there more of us? We should be an onslaught. We should just be a thunderous crowd of the voice that's out there.
Yeah. You should be a loud voice. I mean, I don't mean this.
It's not loud. I don't think we know. What are we going to listen to that's going to tell us what's going on?
So let me tell you what. When we're watching the news, right, and you're looking out, what do you see? You see riots in the street, boatload of young black kids, you know, the black community out there because they're being killed in the street, and all the bad things happen to the black folks being killed in the street, and you see them all out there rioting. But then when it comes to these school board meetings, what do you see? Two out of
four. We don't connect that.
I'm connecting it because the media is making it look like, not that you don't care, but you're doing fine in the education system. That's why you don't come out and say anything. That's
right.
Why you
that's
don't come out and make noise. But you're out
saying.
In the street
it's
because
purposeful.
We're killing your kids.
It's purposeful that it's not connected.
Yeah.
And it goes back again to what we're saying, previous segment. You've got to search to put those two elements together, and I know that you're saying we've got to simplify this to me. But there's a reason why we're not understanding why this is the news we're seeing, but this is what we need to do because these people that produce the news is giving us an angle. It's going to get us sucked into that and not what we need to be paying attention to.
Right.
Listen, there is a concerted effort to get rid of males in particular, or demise males, and black males in particular. And this whole sexual orientation, LGBTQ, TGIF, all this stuff, it targets all children, but there's a reason that they are really concentrating on black boys. There's a reason why black boys, black men are incarcerated at a higher level than white people. And I'm not saying they don't commit crimes, I'm just saying what their sentences are higher. And if you don't see that combination, and if you don't see the party that's doing that, it's sad.
Well, you know, Zoe constantly brings up and drives home a point with me, which is there focus on the black community? Yes. Is there systemic racism? Yes. It is the Democrat Party who keeps doing this. Okay.
Exactly.
Right? It runs deep in the Democrat Party. They keep it alive. They keep talking about it.
They ain't even know. They've been doing this for like ever.
But it's what I said to you earlier when we were talking about dumbing it down. I'm not trying to make fun of people, but they don't get it. They don't understand.
It's not their fault.
Right?
It's not their fault.
Okay.
It's not their fault. That's all they've heard through the media. Faith, you know, this faith comes by hearing, and hearing right. comes from the word of God. But what if that hearing comes from the word of Satan? then you're going to believe that because what you hear.
Music is so important is what you listen to, the words you're listening
to. That's exactly. And the
you
Bible
know,
is going
to well, I don't pay attention to the words. I guarantee you, if I asked you to sing that song, you could come up with every word in it, right?
No, music is very important, and the Bible even talks about that. And Psalms is all music. So we do connect with that, but we don't think that we do.
Right.
And the Democrat Party has been very, the leftists, which is connected to, I mean, I was just listening to some things about Saul Alinsky last night, and I'm like, oh my goodness, he's such a great, if they weren't so evil, it would be interesting. You know, it would be like, but they project exactly what they're going to do.
Right.
But that takes so much work. And for us, I sort of enjoy looking at that, you know, going, I enjoy it. I enjoy looking at what they say, what they do, putting the two together. I'm a writer. I get all that. The average person is not.
If I was a drinker like I used to be, I probably could understand a lot of what they
say. I suggest you start again because times are really tough.
And I look at that stuff. And I'll read it two or three or four times, like that bill from California, Senate Bill 2223. They're trying to say it's not infanticide, that the mother didn't want the baby. And
what you're saying is not in front of your eyes.
Right, exactly. Exactly. It's not a tidal wave coming at your car. It's just your imagination.
Okay, can you explain, because I don't know that people saw this last week. We were talking about it more in detail. Can you explain to them what 2223 is?
After the break. How about that?
Okay, good.
Okay? You'll get tired to catch your breath.
Y'all ain't going to believe this in California.
Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
That's the dirtiest prep. And then my pastor did a Wednesday night on it, and I don't know where they landed on it. He said there were more people, there were thousands maybe of people out there. But I don't know that it did.
There were more what?
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
It never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Yoga! Happy to be your host. It was a pleasure to have you. 855-520-8557-32. That's a fighting song. You come out like the bullfighter. Ready to go at it. It doesn't matter what's going on around you. Right? I mean, think of that. Think of that animal. That. Oh, by the way, in Mexico, they're talking about doing away. They're actually working on a law to do away with bullfighting. I mean, my God, that's like doing away with hockey here in this country. Sonny Schmidt, what's that face for?
I read that earlier this week, and you just broke my heart again.
It's like, really? Come on. Yeah.
What will this world look like when the left gets their way? That's a good movie.
Which one?
What would the world look like when the left gets their way?
Wow.
When they're able to when they're able to eliminate everything. Because they don't replace it with anything. That's not their thing. They don't go, we're going to do this instead. Then again, maybe it is. Let's show what they would replace it with. And let's just see how interesting that crap would be.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, no, I can't give away too much of it, but I had a far left progressive get on my case about 10 years ago when I was on being on a school board. And his beef was that they had these raffles going. Where you got these lunch tickets, the PTA was putting it on, okay? Or these lunch passes. And what it allowed you to do was go to the front of the lunch line, okay? So that you'd get your food first. I get it. Now,
Why?
The funny thing about it was that one parent who was very well off and her kid went to that school. Now, think about it. They didn't go to a private school. They went to a public school. So the parents have lots of money, but we're all in on the public schools. She said, I don't want to bid on it. I'll give you $600 for two carts. Now, when people were bidding, they were only going for $50, $60, $70,
right,
that kind of thing anyhow. So this was a great thing. And the PTA raised a boatload of money over it. And this guy starts to beef that the poor parents didn't have enough money to bid on the cart, so therefore those kids had to be in the back of the line, and that just wasn't fair. And that actually even showed how the inequity of, you know, all this stuff. And I go, you know, stop it. Here's the deal. The reason they're even being auctioned off like that is because they take that money, and guess what they do? They buy backpacks, paper, pens, pencils for the kids who can't afford them.
Wow.
All right? So those kids that you feel bad about, that they're going to eat last, they're going to have brand-new backpacks, they're going to have paper, they're going to have pens and pencils. And he still felt that that was wrong. Now, the best part about that is I said to him, so, okay, you're right. This is disgusting. How are you going to replace the money? How are you going to make sure those kids you're worried about not having what they need? How are you going to fix that? You going to replace that money you just took away from them? He wouldn't answer. He was dumbfounded. Couldn't believe somebody would even ask him the question.
Because we never did ask the questions before. And it just shows you how their ideology makes them feel good about themselves, and it supersedes the logic of what they're actually doing.
Yep.
They never help the people that they profess to help. It never works out that way. And I do think that people are smartening up, as your people would say. they are starting to smarten up. You know, the levels of Latino people who are voting, who are changing their ideology in terms of moving away from the Democrat Party, as well as black people. I don't know that we're willing to vote Republican. And I know when I was more into politics, that's one of the things that I would say is, like, I'm not asking you to change your card to Republican. I'm just asking you to do no more harm. Just don't. Just, like, take a moment, take a breather, examine what these people are doing for you and for the others and the world at this point. The world. This has gone far and beyond what they do to us as a group of people of color, they like to put on us. But this is globally. I've never seen anything like this in my life, as many people haven't. And just stop it. Just stop. Put on the brakes. Let's hold off and let's look at this.
Okay, so
until
you before
able to-
and not that it was fixed. But I had somebody get on my case today because something I said on the show, and I said, listen.
Are you talking about the elections?
Forget the election for a minute. Before.
Oh, I thought you said fix. Okay, so.
No. But when it came to racism in this country, okay? Was it wiped out? No. But before Obama got in office, it was vastly unacceptable. It wasn't something that quote unquote whites felt that they had a right to perceive themselves as better than blacks. Were there a few out there? Yeah, of course there's always going to be idiots out there. But it was not the norm like it would have been in the 50s and 60s. I think Barack Obama and the Democrats relit, if you would, threw a whole bunch of kindling under that racial war. They need a race war in order to survive. Without a race war, the Dems are nothing. Am I really that far off? Let me have it.
Oh, if you look into any history of the Marxism or, you know, how all this stuff works is they have to pull people apart, and racism is a big part of that. Gender, all the stuff that we're seeing and we're going, why do we have to be this way? Can't we just all get along? No, because this is their agenda, and this is how they work. I just like my faithful leader. But I just think that who's going to look into the history? We're just going to go into the emotion. But when you look into the history, folks, look into a little Solzhenitsyn, look into a little Marxism, and you'll go, look into a little socialism, socialists of America, and it reads like, it reads like a grocery list of things you need to buy.
Right.
Genderism, you know, separation of races. Oh, check, 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 check. Parents from children, check. The government running your children, check. So if you don't take the opportunity to look at those things, then you're just running after, what is that song? I want to think of a Prince song. Running after butterflies or fireflies or what? You're just like running here and there.
You're out of my genre there. I would not know what you're talking about.
I know. Jeez, I'm sorry. I don't have a Frank Sinatra reference for that because that's when music was music. But we don't understand how we've been manipulated. And we need to start looking at that. And we need to, here's my opinion as a girl, we need to start trusting our gut. We know this doesn't feel good, so let's just stop it and put on the brakes. Don't follow the people who are responsible for our gut nasty feelings. Just stop it right now. Now, I ain't saying that the Republican Party has their great warm feelies. I mean, I just read something today about McCarthy. But we all knew.
But we did. Why are so many people surprised?
Because, let me tell you something. Most of the people I know don't even know who he is.
That's true. That's sad,
too. So, yeah. So, it doesn't matter. It works for us. But where is the side that you're going to... Is the side that says we trust the military, we love God... We don't think we think law and order is important. We don't think that illegals should be bombarding, you know, just infiltrating. Or if that's the, don't have to vote for them right now. Just don't vote for the other side. Don't vote for the other side right now. That's all I'm saying.
I would say the same thing. I actually just had something go down the other day with the. A candidate for LA County Sheriff. And the fellow that came, I won't give his name because I don't want to give any time, but when he showed up, they gave him 5 minutes. He spent four minutes pounding on the current sheriff. And he spent a minute talking about himself but in big generalities.
Okay.
So then I went and said to him, okay, that's great. You're doing what everybody else does. You know, you come in here and tell us why the other guy's so bad. Well, why are you so good? How are you going to fix A, B, and C? Tell me how that's going to happen. And he didn't answer the question. A lot of people felt like he didn't answer the question.
He was dumped.
Yeah, because he was used to riding that wave of hate or riding that wave of
bad
Republican good, right?
Right. That's so good that you were there to show an example of how the questioning should go.
Right.
Because we just sit there and we listen and we hear these platitudes that they're going, well, I'm going this is a whole new ball game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, it's so great that you were there to do that.
And so I don't
sound like Foster Brooks.
I already know the other guy's bad. I don't want to hear about that. I want to hear about what you're going to do that's going to be different from him and how you're going to make it happen. And
they have their state speeches. No, I'm not.
Yes, you is.
I belt one time and it's over.
Joe Messina, your host, Tony Schmidt. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Go eat your 3-day-old sushi. If you get sick, don't call me, though. Anyway, gas station sushi, right? All right. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a little bit. Don't go for it.